I said I would go through what the Hong Kongers were reacting to this week. See, Trump, you know, it looks like the protests are doing fine. You know, just like the Chinese don't get that when Trump does this baiting thing, you know, this preemptive agreeability stuff. The Hong Kongers don't get it either. And I think that they somewhat overreacted to it. Now, remember, ever since the October 4th Declaration of Independence Assembly, where they declared independence, they declared a new government, and they declared elections for that new government. Ever since that, reports from Hong Kong have been a little bit lower. I haven't been seeing as much of them. And none of the big outlets, Guardian, Daily Mail, BBC, Sky News, CNBC, which no one watches, NBC, which no one watches, MSNBC, which no one watches, CNN, ABC, CBS, none of them, AFP, AP, Reuters, none of them, Bloomberg, Quint, none of them have been saying anything about this. They've said nothing. And all of a sudden, the details and reports of what's going on is a lot slimmer. And all of those agencies have reporting from China. They got people with visas in there. Look, I happen to know from the inside, the South China Morning Post, them also, that they were the newspaper in Hong Kong that had the foresight to do the interview with Edward Snowden. They interviewed him when no one else would, and they broke the story with Edward Snowden years back. The South China Morning Post, I happen to know, they were told. They used to have a healthy, objective criticism of the Chinese government in Hong Kong, and they got told-ed. They were done told. And you could see everything toned down in their reporting after that. Really sad. Which I did something similar to Cathay, which if you've seen my YouTube channel, you know what I think about Cathay. I love Cathay, but they've been overrun. They've been crushed and beat down. Great employees at Cathay, but Chinese Communist Party pushes and pushes and expands and expands and expands. And so we don't know what's really going on. Reporting has been strangely silent. Strangely silent. It's been not as loud as it should be ever since October 4. Just remember that. Keep, you know, when news comes out of Hong Kong, know that it's not the full story anymore. But with what we do get, some of the protesters, some people, some voices, some, you know, man on the street, whatever, they were saying that Trump's words were disturbing to them. When Trump said, oh, well, look, protests are, the news reports, which are obviously fake, the news reports show that the protests are down. So they're down. I guess, you know, yeah, look at the news reports, the all truth, all knowing news reports. That's kind of what Trump said. I elaborated more on this in the editorial, the Cadence this past week, if you want to parse the whole thing. I'm not going to bore you if you're there. But Trump said this, and the protesters took it to heart. It bothered them. Their attitude was, well, we can't trust America. We're going to have to pave our own way forward. Well, maybe we can't rely on America to come in and save us all the time. We'll have to do stuff ourselves. Ah, that gets to the point that I want to make with you today. When Trump did his typical Trump baiting, his typical preemptive agreeability stuff. The reports anyway say the protests are down in Hong Kong. That's great. It'll solve itself. It'll solve itself. Right. And then like the next day or two, Ted Cruz flies overnight to talk to Carrie Lam, and she cancels by the time he arrives in the morning after his flight. So, you know, Cruz goes over there. He talks with some protesters. He wears all black, which is only encouraging them. Don't think for a minute that America's turning a blind eye. But the protesters felt kind of put off. They kind of felt shoved aside. They kind of felt brushed off with Trump. Oh, well, looks like things are going great. You know, with that. I think they were hoping that the Yanks, the Americans, were going to come in and earn the independence of Hong Kong for the Hong Kongers if the Hong Kongers shouted loudly enough. I think that's what they were hoping for. And with Trump doing this, they're going to have to dig down inside themselves and pave their own way forward. Now, that's the whole theme of the point that I want to make with this today. Someone pushes you aside, leaves you alone, abandons you. You feel rejected and dejected and upset and mad. You're like the toddler on the floor who just fell down and mommy's not walking for you. Yeah, that's right, kiddo. You're going to have to pick your own diaper butt up off the floor and learn to walk so you can run and be awesome. We want you to have this gift. That's why we're doing what you feel like means being abandoned. America's been going around under the Bush doctrines, the Bush's doctrine. Maybe that's what we should call it. Well, it's not attorney generals. It's attorneys general, because adjectives can't, modifiers can't be plural. So it's attorneys general. So you've got Bush's doctrine. The first Iraq one, Iraq two, earning freedom for other countries never helps, folks. And Trump has never been about that. He's never liked this idea of us fighting for the liberty of others. So, I think Trump is helping Hong Kong in many ways. If China starts to roll the tanks for Tiananmen Square too, they better be ready to run into some Americans there. Trump is not going to have that. Mark my words, mark it down. If they start to roll the tanks and bulldoze over people, rolling over them by the thousands and thousands, I believe the American boots will land on the ground. You can mark me down for that. But for the most part, the Hong Kongers are going to have to figure this out themselves, because they need to have the victory themselves. Freedom, independence, your own democracy, it's not something that's bestowed. Freedom isn't free. It must be paid for by the free folk. Free folk must fight for their freedom continually. This is something that Americans have totally lost, even the conservatives in America. They really think it's the job of Congress or the Constitution to keep them safe. The Constitution is only as strong as the people that are willing to be vigilant for it. You've got to step up, and I don't mean illegally vigilant. I don't mean vigilante type stuff. I mean taking initiative at various opportunities and junctures, stepping out there and defending what's going on. I'll tell you, Stack Exchange this week, big disappointments over the weekend. They announced this new gender neo-pronouns thing on Stack Exchange, where if someone else on Stack Exchange wants you to use these transgender pronouns, you have to do it or else it's abuse. And it was downvoted. It was incredibly unpopular. And the people at Stack Exchange didn't care. They've got their own users from across networks telling them that they don't like it, and they don't care. One of the things I've discovered is watching those forums, is that when it comes to the transgender thing, about whether or not we're going to use these non-English grammar pronouns, we're going to use these neo pronouns. People either want to force everybody to do it, or they want to force everybody to not do it. There is no compromising in this. I myself had a suggestion for a compromise, which was kind of security related. Someone else had a social argument for how, well, can't we just get along? And no, you try to say let's get along between the traditional thinking and then the transgender community. You try to say let's get along, they'll both gang up on you and attack you. They do not want to get along. Neither wants to compromise. And I'm coming to accept it. I'm not blaming anybody. She says, you know, we have this let's compromise. Carrie Lam wasn't compromising when she let Ted Cruz fly all the way across the Pacific Ocean, 10, 11 hours, only then to cancel with him. That was not compromise. Compromise, it's not only that it doesn't work. I'm coming to realize this. Compromise, it's not something that people really want. So the Hong Kongers, they're having, I think they're going through a wake-up crisis. We're talking over 130 days. We're pushing 140. It's getting close to 6 months of continued protests. So they've been active for a long time. They've been playing cat and mouse with the police for a long time. They are battle tested. They are strong people. You cannot have an independent, free country if it doesn't have a civilian military. You cannot have a pure professional military. You must have a civilian volunteer military. And the Hong Kongers, it'd be interesting to see if Hong Kong protesters against American soldiers, who would win? I'm not saying I want to see a fight. I'm just saying these Hong Kongers are battle tested. And Trump is doing the loving mother thing of letting the toddler fall on his behind and sit there and cry and just ignore him until he stops whining and stands up and fights gravity and gets his leg muscles strong and then starts walking around. Look at that. Now he can walk. Why? Because mom abandoned him. Mom loved him enough to abandon him. So Hong Kong is having this realization. Now, at the same time, Xi Jinping went to Nepal. What was he doing in Nepal? Since when does Nepal cozying up to China? You've got a whole bunch of refugees. The Tibetan monks, when they run out, they go to Nepal. Nepal is the country you've got to go to if you want to go to Mount Everest. I don't know if you know that. But Mount Everest is a border mountain. A lot, you know those tallest mountains in the world? Oh, in China. No, they're not. They're border mountains. They're in two countries, except for there's a 7,000 meter mountain up in the Kunluns, which is, we're talking between China and Mongolia. The Himalayas are the mountains on the southern part of China over near India. But then you've got like these other mountains up towards Mongolia, and those are the Kunlun mountains. So, he's in Nepal, and Xi Jinping says there's going to be broken bones and broken bodies, shattered bones, stuff, something like that. Right on the heels of Trump acting like all is well. Carrie Lam, also, she recently made an announcement that things could get tougher. And then she gave her normal, you know, nonsense about how, well, we'd have to have significant reasons, before. Yeah, because they're trying to cultivate chaos. But Xi Jinping warning of smashed bodies and shattered bones or broken by shattered. The shattered bones comment from Xi Jinping in Nepal. I think someone should. I'm kind of surprised, disappointed, scratching my head, paying attention, see if I missed something. How come no one's blown the whistle on that? I think China should have an inquisition immediately for that statement. I think the UN should threaten to dismiss China altogether until Xi Jinping personally shows up and answers for those words. Because China, there are people in China, past leaders, who have been convicted and found guilty of human rights violations in China, and China has refused to hand them over for sentencing. China is harboring, it's not a theory. I think we're talking about Tiananmen Square and the evil people in charge that dozed the protesters. So with Trump making this shattered bones comment, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but we could have some people subpoenaing him, ordering him out on the carpet to explain that or else face severe consequences. But right now, See, America is doing this cloak and dagger thing with China, acting like everything's okay when America's getting ready to pounce. So I don't think that Trump is at all weak on China, but I think he's holding his cards close to his chest and he's acting friendlier than his plans are. So there's a lot that we don't know about this. We don't know the news coming out of Hong Kong anymore. And we don't know what all Trump is up to on this, but we know that Hong Kongers, they're going through a learning crisis where they're going to have to go through feeling abandoned. I'm going to talk a little bit about getting along and other things happening in the Asian hemisphere tomorrow.